Player. Player.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker's on the phone.
That's all right. Kevin Hart dogged us out, but we love Chris. We got another friend, man.
What's up, y'all? Wow. What's up, King?
What up, Chris, man?
What's going on, man?
What's happening, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Doing good back on this road, man. Having fun, man. Doing good.
Yeah, where you playing, man? Where you performing?
All over the place. I'm going to be in Houston on Sunday. I'm going to be in Louisville, Kentucky on Saturday. Man, we're going everywhere.
Yeah, we'll be there Sunday.
We'll be there Sunday, Chris. We'll come see you, man.
You're in Houston.
In Louisville, Kentucky?
No, you said Houston.
You said Houston.
Houston on Sunday.
Houston on Sunday? Yeah, man, y'all come out. Joe Osteen coming to the show and everything. My buddy Joe Osteen coming to the show. No, I'm going to go see Joe early in the day, then I'm going to have a show later on that night in Houston.
Man, Joe Osteen put on the show, man.
Hey, man. Hey, Chris. You want to hear Jay do his Joel Osteen impersonation?
Let me hear him do it. Let me hear him do it.
What God has in store for you. I'm blinking my eyes a lot, Chris. I'm blinking a lot.
It's not so much of how he sounds, but you got to see him blinking. When he blinks his eyes a lot.
Even on the radio, Chris, he indicates the blink.
There's a lot of blinking going on.
With God, blink, blink.
With God, blink, blink.
I love Joe, man. I listen to him on Sirius all the time, man.
Joe always positive.
He's like a fortune cookie. You'll never get a bad fortune cookie. Love Joe. Oh, he's positive. Put on Joel on Siri, man. You feel good all day long.
You do, man. You really do.
Yeah, man.
So you're going to go
God
see
bless
Joel
you.
On Sunday morning, and will Joel come to see you Sunday night?
Oh, he might. He might. I'm going to try to get him to come and get everybody in that church to come, too.
Chris has got two sermons, 10,000 people each sermon. 10,000 each service, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're going to be in Houston. Yeah, we're coming by.
Yeah, we're going to come
by.
Man,
cool. Yeah. Oh, man. I appreciate that.
We got an MLK reception earlier that Sunday night, and then we're doing the show from Houston. Come on by the show Monday morning.
Monday morning?
Yeah. We're kicking off the King holiday. We'll be at the convention center.
All right, then
I'm the keynote speaker at the breakfast.
All right, you come to the show. I got to come there.
Okay.
So we got to do it.
That's good. How's things going for you, man?
Yeah, everything all caught up, Chris.
You good?
Everything caught up, man. I paid off Uncle Sam. I'm paying myself right now, so it's good. It's good.
That's a beautiful thing. Cancel
the fundraiser? Cancel the benefit?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. 2015, huh?
I'm current, man. Current. 15, I'm waiting on the 15. Can't wait to pay. Do y'all want to get paid now? Wait. He said, we'll wait, man.
You learn, huh?
You learn.
I learned, man. Shoot. I learned.
I just came from China over the holidays, man. That's a fun place.
Did you see Jackie over there?
I did not see Jackie. But
you
mentioned Jackie Chan, and people just stop. Nothing moves. There'd be a crowd of people. Jackie Chan. Just total silence.
Jackie Chan owned everything over there, man. Everything over there. Jackie, I stayed at a hotel. Jackie said, how you like a hotel? I said, hotel nice. He said, I own a hotel. That's my hotel. What? I own everything, Chris.
And when you walked around like in China, being you're not as tall as a basketball player, but everybody runs up and takes pictures with you. They don't even know who you are.
They love basketball over there. I went to the Olympics with Quincy Jones to the Olympics over there, and my buddy, what's his name, Mutombo, was walking. Man, they thought he was Jesus. He was walking down the street. He was surrounded by people. I've never seen anything like that in my life, man. They love tall people in China.
Hey, Chris, can I ask you of something of a personal nature?
Yeah.
Is it true that you're affianced, that you're engaged to be married?
Yeah, I'm engaged.
You ain't got to answer that, Chris.
That's okay.
It's true. I'm off the market.
You are. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm off the market. It's
and who's
true.
The lucky lady?
Well, I can't say.
We told you not to answer that.
You got to find out on your own.
Yes.
All right. That's my cue. Jingle. I know. Get Sybil out. No.
Isn't that weird? He answered them government questions, but he won't answer that marriage stuff.
Who is he really scared
He'll
of?
He'll answer the IRS question.
The IRS is nothing.
Man, the IRS is nothing to be engaged, man.
Chris Tucker.
That's my